Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.
What do you want to know about real estate? And now we're going to take you through real estate in Nigeria.
Join Kikelamo Williams on Real Estate Nigeria every Thursday, 12:15 p.m. Nigeria time. Repeat broadcast, Saturday, 2 p.m. Nigeria time. Remember, 90% of all millionaires become so through owning real estate.
Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.
As you can see,
oh, yes.
We are all very young.
Very, very young. Mo fe ko le fun mama mi. Mo fe ra le fun baba mi. Aye ni Miami. Maserati fun iyawo ni. Ferrari Versace. Ferragamo Bugatti. Owo lodun tori. Mo fe lowo bi adenuga. Mo fe fe sosa. Mo wa si pepe rebe. All of them for me. Ati ti baby. I have seen with my eyes, say my people, it is a beautiful story, na na na. See, I fought through defeat, now I am living a better life, and I'm thankful for the life that I am living, na na. Easy baby, loke, loke, shabalu wa lo shelo, oh oh, walewa, shabalu wa lo shelo. Lagos today and London tomorrow, shabalu wa lo shelo, oh my jaye jaye.
Balling for two, let nobody do me better in truth. See, I'm balling, I'm balling, I'm balling for two. Let nobody do me better in truth. Wizzy bad musician, sassy bad producer. Ah, you already know, you're on every show. Oh, la, wale, amen. Wale, wale, amen. Maserati, Ferrari, amen. Ferragamo, Bugatti.
That's why we are here today. This is the Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in Nigeria and Nigerians in diaspora up to speed on all matters concerning real estate. We are here today. We are thanking God for being able to make it today. Yesterday was quite a disaster. That's why I had to change the topic that I wanted to speak about today to Lagos flood and the real estate. You know, I wanted to talk about something. I wanted to talk about corporate governance and all that, but I decided that, look, what's going on, let's talk about flood in Lagos. Let's talk about the real estate, the developers, and Lagos State as a whole. What are they doing concerning this thing has been going on for a very long time and all that. So today we'll be talking about Lagos flood and the real estate developers. Because if this was happening before now and years back, we do not have enough developers around, you know, we can say, okay, the planning is not in place and all that. But now that we have a lot of real estate companies coming up, building structures in different places. So I'm just going to take us through what exactly causes this flood. When there's rain, everywhere is flooded and all that. We don't have the cases of tsunamis and all that. We know those are extreme cases, but we know and they're natural when it comes to places abroad. Due diligence are done to ensure that if it's within their power, you will have all these cases of tsunamis and something Katrina, all those natural disaster that relates to water. So they have put due diligence. That means they are, the developers and the government understand what it is that they have to put in place to ensure that they don't experience flood and all that. And don't forget, they build with wood. So if they don't do that, if they don't do those due diligence, I'm telling you, these woods will be swept off the ground. You know, thank God we build with cement and all those things, concrete and irons and everything that you can think of right here in Nigeria and all that. So it's okay. But what if we have taken our time to actually look at this and see what I can imagine what Nigeria will be if we do a due diligence to see how we build. But before we dive right into it, let me come back to you where we talk about first. Let's know what exactly causes all this flood. Little rain, you see flood everywhere, and what is it that the government has to do, and what is it that the developers have to do to ensure that in the future, in the nearest two or three years, I know a lot of places cannot be repaired like so fast, you know, but it still can be repaired in terms of, you know, taking into consideration the causes of all this flood and all that. Then we can come back and talk about it. And then before I go, I want to do a shout out to Wizkid. He celebrated his 31st birthday yesterday, and I know I use Wizkid all the time for my radio show, and it's this song, Mofe Kole Fun Mama, Mofe Kole Fun Baba. And it's a song that is going to stand the test of time. You know, every child that is growing up, they're always thinking of, I'm talking about the good children anyway, they're always thinking about what they're going to do for their parents, no matter how they are. They're always like looking at what they can do for their mom, do for their dad, do for everybody around. So that song, it's an all-time, it's just like Omomi Shenrere from Igbokwe. So I'm giving a big shout out to Wheezy for his 31st birthday, and I wish him all the best. I wish him more years to come, and I pray that one day we'll do business with you, Wizkid. Honestly, I really, really do. I'm looking forward to that. When we come back, we'll talk about flood in Lagos and the real estate developers. What are we doing? This is the Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in Nigeria to in diaspora up to speed on all matters concerning real estate. And I also have to talk about my brothers in diaspora for them to know that, look, all those videos that you keep sending about showing Lagos flooded, you need to know where you're showing. And don't be deceived, come and invest. Places are good. Go to my, if you have my number, just go to my WhatsApp status and you can see that it's not that bad. You feel me? I'll be right back.
Ferrari, Versace, Ferragamo, Bugatti, Polo, Bugatti. Fẹ́lọ́wọ́ bí Adénúgba, mo fẹ́ fẹ́ sosa, mo rọ́ sí pèpèrèpè. Ọlọ́dẹ fọ̀ mi, àti tí bèbí nà. You cannot believe what I have seen with my eyes. Say my people, it is a beautiful story, na na na. See, I fought through defeat, now I am living a better life. And I'm thankful for the life that I am living, na na. Easy baby, loke, loke, shabaluwa lo shelo. For two, let nobody do me better in truth. See, I'm ballin' for two. Let nobody do me better in truth. Wizzy bad musician, Sassy bad producer. You already know.
Yeah, welcome back. This is the Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in Nigeria and Nigerians in diaspora up to speed on all matters concerning real estate. So yeah, we're talking about the flood in Lagos and talking about what can be done to prevent it. And we also know that this has been ongoing for a while right now, and it's just getting worse, not in some other areas. So no, now we all look forward to having rain in in any weather we are, because we believe that rain, when it rains, there's calm, it is cool. Yeah, at least as far as African countries are concerned, when it rains, you can feel the coolness, the calmness, you know, you enjoy the breeze and all that because of the ash weather. But it's not like that most times when it rains in Nigeria. You know, I'm going to talk about Nigeria, I don't want to talk about any other person's country. And I'm going to also lay emphasis on Lagos State as it is, because that's where I live right now, and I know it's happening all over. So when it's going to rain, we're all like, oh wow, it's going to rain, it's been so hot, it's been so this and all that. But when it rains, it becomes something else. People start, there's a lot of traffic everywhere, is jam-packed. A lot of people got home 4 a.m but we got home 1 a.m some people had to book hotels to sleep outside because they know they cannot get home with the traffic on ground. So what this has become like a threat to human being, in the sense that it rains, everywhere is flooded, you're so scared, you don't know, your cars are actually sinking into water, you have a car almost at the brim of the flood on the road, and then you're wondering, people are walking on the street with their shoes in their hands and their bags on their heads, because it's so terrible. And the thing is, it happens in such a way that you don't really have anywhere you want to run to. This is the rain that we are looking for. And then you have a lot of properties that are destroyed. I remember when I was in Ibadan, there's what they call the Ogunpa flood, you know, and it rained so heavily and the Ogunpa, you know, flooded, and some kids were carried, not just kids, a lot of people were affected. People died in the flood. And you know, the governor at that time, I can't remember who the governor was then, took it as a priority, and he ensured that that's thing never happened again. We never heard of Ogunpa again in Ibadan. At least that I can say for sure. Up to date, I don't think there's anything like Ogunpa. So which means that the flood in Lagos, the flood in anywhere, can be taken into consideration and act on it as a priority, just to save lives, properties, and whatever else that is there to save that water can destroy. Do you understand what I'm saying? So the destruction of it destroys infrastructure. You find out that your internet is not working, your cable, your NEPA lights, you know, NEPA will just take lights immediately it starts to rain and all that. So it affects a lot of things and all that, and there are so many things that causes it. And the one that is more painful is the destruction of human lives and properties. Imagine a car that is half filled to the brim with water, the engine is there and all that. I can't imagine what's going to happen to that car and all that. Rain is supposed to bring us peace, but at the end of the day, he becomes something that gives people sadness, and it has an effect on agriculture as well, because sometimes the seeds were just planted and the rain comes and wipes up everything, so the seeds are uprooted from the roots and all that, or they're just growing and all that. So you also have an adverse effect on agriculture, you know. So it's not just human. So that means when all this is done, if you are expecting a bank of food stuff, it will be reduced. So it is something that the government should look into. And it's something that even the real estate developers should look into as well. In Nigeria, you know, we talk about a lot of flood, you know, it's a terrible thing, and people look at it and say, you see, things that cause all this. I remember in Gbagada, the other side of Gbagada, where they call the Medina Estate, there's this canal at the back of Medina Estate. Once it rains, it's flooded, and you have... And on that side, you also have this Lagos homes there, you know. I don't know what they call the homes. Some beautiful houses built around that area. And I'm wondering what's going to be like if this flood is engulfing a lot of places in Lagos. What is it going to be like? Are we actually taking precautions and everything and all that? So let me tell you the reasons why we have flood. Some people will be asking, it's rain, it's natural, rain will fall. No, but there's some times that rain will fall, but it doesn't have to come to the level whereby properties, humans, agriculture, everything has to be destroyed. Every time it rains in Lagos, there's always a story of how cars are sinking, how human beings can't get home, you know, all those things and all that. These are the things that causes rain. and some I will tell you which of those ones that are that has direct connection to the government, that only the government can do something, include the dam breakage and blockage. When a dam is blocked, water cannot flow, you know, so the channels of the water becomes static, so it goes up and then starts to overflow. So the dam in some strategic places within Lagos has to be properly done so that when it rains, the water will flow. And some dams, you know, some dams are created with a fence and all that. So if those fences are not strong, then there's a problem. So this has a lot to do with the government and all that. You know, you understand what I'm saying? Then we now come to where degradable materials are used in building. This has to do with developers. Degradable materials are used in buildings. We saw what was trending concerning some roofs that were built, and then somebody was just using his hands to touch the road, and the concrete on the supposedly concrete on the road, and everything was just coming off, and you're seeing red sands. So all those are non-degradable, you know, materials that are not okay. So when it rains, it will wash it off automatically, and that place will be flooded. So now, also, that one has to do with the government, in the sense that who are you giving your contracts to? Who are you contracting these gutters, this, you know, railroads, all this dam? Who are you contracting it to? And then even if you do contract it to someone whom you believed would do a good job, are you following through in what they are doing? Are you following through as a government to see that whatever you ask them to do is properly done too? So now we've talked about the dam, we've also talked about degradable materials that they are used in those places. We also, let's talk about also illegal structures. Illegal structures that are placed, that are built around, you know, maybe look at, for instance, when you're on Third Mainland Bridge, you'll be seeing those structures. I'm not saying they should take it, I mean, they should drive those people away. I'm saying that those structures are built on the water in some places. So at the end of the day, those people that are there, they don't have good toilets. They don't have where to throw away their waste and all that. So these things goes back into the water, and when it's instead of the water flowing in a way maybe to connect with the main sea, is being diverted because there's so many blockages around the water. So all these illegal structures, often built around draining paths, they are something that causes floods when it rains. Illegal structures built around drainage system, you know, it's one of those things that causes. And of course, human activities on the rail, you know, when you have a rail, even though this place has some ions and all that, there's a way water is supposed to flow along those ways. Some, I look at the railway beside, is it Oshodi, when you're connecting to GRE and all that, and you find that it's so leveled up that you have a lot of people sitting down there, and there's a kind of gutter underneath. Everyone selling on that rail pours their waste into that gutter, so the water cannot flow. It can't flow. So that's also one of the things that also causes all this flooding in certain area. Find that in certain area, all these activities, typography, you know, all those things causes floods in those areas. And the only thing that we can do is to look at it from the angle of the government. That, okay, we've been talking about the flood in Lekki, the flood in so many other areas, Apapa, you know, different areas that has water issue, drainage issue, on structured houses around those parts and all that. And I've been wondering that I think it is time for government to just sit down and say, okay, let us look. I tell you what, I can agree with places like Mushin. I'm going to give you my reason. Mushi, Agege, you know, a little bit. That's okay. If it is raining and the place is flooded, okay, because by then, when Mushi came into existence, it was warm, was somehow, people have built, even, I'm sure people have built on places that are supposed to be the gutter, the passage of water, and it's not like it'll be difficult for the government to tell these people go, then you like they ask themselves, where do you want them to go? So I can understand that, but I cannot understand where we have places like Lekki, Aja, you know, those are like new areas. What do they call this? Oniru. All those are new areas. I cannot understand why some of those areas are like flooded. When they started developing Lekki, Oniru, you know, it started from Maroc, all those places like that. We all know that those places are waterlogged and they needed to have a good drainage system in place. So how they didn't get to do that, that we now have places like Lekki being flooded, is a lot of concern to me. It just shows that sometimes we don't pay attention to details in terms of the government. We don't pay attention to details. I don't understand why places like that should be flooded. I don't understand. Lekki, Aja, you have good people living in Lekki. You have good people living in Aja. So if you had a plan of Lekki as at that time, and you put the plan there, and it is clear that this place is a pathway for water drainage, maybe a gutter or anything that you know that to ease the flow of water, not forgetting that we are very close to the beach. So if those things are put in place, I see no reason why at this point in time we'll be having Lekki being flooded when it's not a natural disaster, Lekki being flooded and all that. So that's something that baffles me when I look at the news of the flood and Lekki, some parts in Lekki, some parts in Aja, and some parts in Oniru are flooded. It's sad. It just shows that we don't move swiftly to get things done. We just do things in we don't have like due diligence, thorough, you know, we don't pay attention to details. We don't have due diligence when we're trying to get things done. Lekki is not supposed to be a place that will be flooded because it came in this time where we are all educated and wiser. So if you're buying a plot of land in Lekki, you should be able to ask for the total plan of that area so that you know where the drainage and everything, so even your own area you know what to do, and also the kind of piling and everything that you're supposed to do in that place of where you're living. So that these are the things that causes drainage. When I come back, I'm going to talk about some things that can be done to prevent it and how does it affect the real estate developers. What can they do and what can the government do to get this done? It's not about just asking people to pay tax, you know, FIRS, going to people's office, putting signs there to say that they should be locked up and that they've not paid and all that. What actually are you doing to also ensure that they live in peace, they have peace of mind, they don't go into a frenzy of rage when it rains? You know, the government has to do this, not just to take, but they should be able to give back to the people that are also paying for this. A lot of companies had to tell their staff to stay behind because it was raining so bad and they could not guarantee that they would get home on time, and they don't want them to be molested or being on the road for hours or being, you know, carried away by water. And then these people, you are going about locking their offices up if they don't pay you on time, pay your tax on time. And so what are you doing? Is it just to collect the tax and then, I don't know, just to say that Lagos generated 5 billion? I mean you just have to allocate money to infrastructure in the states. You have to allocate money to infrastructure to ensure that this, if Oyo State can stop Omiyale in Ibadan. As at that time, they stopped Omiyale because it was so bad. That was the first time. It was so bad that people, you can actually see people drowning. And the government stood up and said, this is not going to happen again. And they did all they can to ensure that there's nothing like Omiyale up to date in Ibadan. So what is the excellence in Lagos State if we cannot stop this occurrences of flood every time it rains? Rain is supposed to come with blessings, coolness, calmness. apart from the spiritual angle of blessings, it's supposed to be cool, it's supposed to be calm with all the hot weather that we go through every day. So when we come back, we'll talk further on this, on how we can, things that can be done. You know, for every problem, there's a solution, and I hope people are listening. You know, I always talk about, when I talk here, I always call out on La Sarera, and I call out on the Lagos State Government, because when it comes to real estate, I always believe that these people, they really have a role to play in ensuring that Lagos looks really good, because everybody wants to copy what Lagos is doing. And if we do not get it right, if we think because we are above a lot of states in Nigeria, we will just be static. That's just the truth. Because sometimes we want to compare other states and say, okay, whatever it is, Lagos is still the best. No. Do you want to stay the best of a local champion, or do you want to say the best of international standard? That's what we should be asking someone. Do you want to be the best of local champion, or do you want to be the best of international standard when it comes to infrastructure, when it comes to disaster management, when it comes to security for the state and all that? So we'll be right back, and then we'll talk to you about that. This is the Spirit of Nigerian Radio, bringing Nigerians and Nigeria in Nigerians to diaspora up to speed on all matters concerning real estate.
Ferrari, Versace, Ferragamo, Bugatti, Olo, Dutori, Buffalo, Via, Denuga, Mufefe, Sosa, Nagazi, Pepe, Rebe, all of them for me, Atiti, baby, now. You cannot believe what I have seen with my eyes, say my people, it is a beautiful story, na na na. See, I fought through defeat, now I am living a better life, and I'm thankful for the life that I am living, na na. Easy baby, loke, loke, shabaluwa lo shelo, oh oh, waliwa, shabaluwa lo shelo, Lagos today and London tomorrow, shabaluwa lo shelo, oh my jaye jaye, shabaluwa lo shelo, easy baby, loke, loke, shabaluwa lo shelo.
Falling for two, let nobody do me better. Intrude, see I'm balling, I'm balling, I'm balling for two. Let nobody do me better. Intrude, Wizzy bad musician, Sassy bad producer. You already know me on every show. Ola wale amen, akale wale amen, Maserati Ferrari, Ferragamo Bugatti.
And they call it Magbilo. That's just it, you know. Wizzy, like I said, Wizzy, anytime, any day, this song makes sense for me. And I'm sure it does for every other person. Welcome back. This is the Spirit of Nigerian Radio, bringing Nigerians in Nigeria and Nigerians in diaspora up to speed on all matters concerning real estate. We are talking about flood in Lagos and the real estate developer. What can we do? We have been able to identify the reasons why we have floods in Nigeria and Lagos in particular. So we are talking about how now we want to look at how, what can be done, and who is supposed to intervene. You know, right from the top to the down, and of course to the individuals. We are all involved, individuals and also the government and the real estate developers. I'm going to take it one after the other. First and foremost, I'm going to take it from the angle of what do we expect from the federal government when it comes to flood. You know, the federal government has to intervene when it comes to flood. You know, that is, I know, okay. Let's say the federal government, Abuja, do they have authority over Lagos? I don't think so. So I'll say, okay, maybe they should be able to put in some money down for building of dams. You know, all these things are linked. Maybe they should help the government in each state, especially Lagos. I don't know. Lagos is very important to everybody. So Lagos should be given priority in terms of what should be done. Lagos is very, very important, and I'm so happy that it is well established to the level that we all understand that Lagos is important. It doesn't matter what is happening in Abuja. It doesn't matter what is happening in Anambra right now with the Cubana. We don't care. Lagos is still Lagos. Because I was just watching that program yesterday and I was looking at Anambra State and I'm looking at all the roads and everything. And I'm just giving kudos to Lagos and say that, you know what, we're actually doing well in Lagos, you know, with all the money they carry there, 270 million for a barrier, that money will do a lot in Anambra State. So I am not tripping for Cubana, whatever barrier that he's doing. I ain't tripping, man. So now, like I said, the federal government should come, should help and assist in seeing that whatever is needed by these different states to be able to tackle flood whenever it rains. That's for the federal government. Then for the state government, I think, one, what they should do first and foremost to pull down illegal structures that block water channels. I don't know how many people that will affect. Every illegal structures that block water channels should be pulled down. That's the truth. They should pull it down. It is actually destroying a lot of things, a lot of people's what do they call that, hard end properties. They worked hard for it and all that. They should please make an effort to remove that, and then also clear off everything that is blocking the water from flowing, any impediments in the flow of the water. They should remove it. So every drainage system that has debt, please remove it. They should remove it. This is something that would help us to reduce flood. They should remove it. Every dam, every drainage gutter, all those things, they should try and remove it. Remove everything that is blocking that water. And then as an individual, I don't know if we should have a penalty for those that drop stuff on the gutter. But then, do you even know when they drop it? Maybe when everybody's sleeping. So you come in the morning, you don't even know who to hold. I think that's what's going on. But there should be a way of cautioning this. I don't know. Abroad, you can't carry your debt and throw it on the road. I mean, why are they disciplined to that level? Okay, maybe they have cameras all over. So if you do that, they can actually be seen and they'll be arrested. So now that goes to Lagos State. Maybe we should have cameras all over. So individually, please don't throw your trash inside the gutter. Don't throw your trash inside the gutter. Don't throw your debris inside the gutter. Please put them in a neatly carved area where you have a carrier bag. You just put everything there, and then when the waste disposal person comes, you throw your debt away. I know lawman and last man, they go to lawman rather, sorry, last man, lawman, because they're all la. So lawman, I know they go to different areas to pick up death from people's houses, from streets and all that. So you can actually keep this debt, and they also have dedicated areas. I know maybe not every, but I know they have dedicated areas that they go to pick up death. You know, they pack all those things. It's not really easy. These guys, I see them in the truck going around picking up death. If you have somebody who doesn't mind coming to pick your death that is smelly and sticky, what stops you from actually disposing it in the right way? You know, and I know this also boils down to one thing. This just came into my mind. It's not part of what I wanted to discuss. I remember when we were doing why. You know, I think it helped a lot, and they stopped it. Now people's debts are just there. Before, when they do that why, everybody clears their debris, clears their house, and they put it outside. The lawman comes around to pick up all the debts. I think they do it every week, and it helped. But Nigerians just want freedom. Freedom for what now? I don't know. What's it going to cost you to stay at home till 10 o'clock? I think it's once in a month. I can't remember. And you have to clean your environment. No, Saturday rather. You have to clean your environment. It wasn't Saturday. I can't remember. Actually, sorry. I can't really remember whether it's Saturday or Thursday or I don't know. But there's a particular day that it was set aside by the Diagbo administration. I don't know what Buhari is doing. I don't think Buhari was the one ruling us there. I think it was just a Diagbon. So now it's obvious that it was Diagbon that was in charge of everything good that we saw, that we want, that made us to say Buhari should come back, was actually done by Diagbon. So people clear their gutters, they clear their houses, they bring all the dirt outside, and the lawman, the waste disposal people, they come there, they pack all those dirt and they take it to where they can dispose it. So imagine if that was done and it rained, you will see that the water will flow because they've already packed all those things a day before. And because they pack it continuously, it means that even if it comes when they did not pack for the week or for the month, it won't be as disturbing as it is, because the cleanness will still be up to like 50 or 60%, you know, just waiting for the next line of action. So individually, please stop dropping your dirt on the road, stop dropping it on in the gutters, stop dropping it on the paths of water flow, stop dropping it in the dams, stop dropping it in places that will block drainage. Because water, if it cannot find its way, it's going to come crawling into your apartment. That's why people's houses were flooded, people's cars were filled up to the brim with water, because there was no way for them to go. There was no flow. The gutters were blocked, the dams were blocked, the drainage systems were blocked, illegal infrastructures were everywhere. So for the federal government and the Lagos state government, please let's look at this and ensure that there's a consistent, I don't know if you guys have to bring why back, just bring it, why against it, I think you should bring it back, it will help a lot. That's for the federal government. And for the individuals that are living in Lagos, as a country saddled with a lot of drainage, and we should also call upon the city planning authority. When you're planning a city, there should be a place where you have there should be where you have waste disposal and infrastructure development to consider. You know, you cannot be planning a city without having those things in place. So people that are working in town planning, I know a lot of people that I know a lot of my friends that read town planning and all that, and I'm always wondering, a lot of them are not even there today. They are not practicing it because they are not involved in the planning of Lagos. Maybe we should start involving the town planners. We should start involving them, and so that they can be able to tell us that, you know what, for this area, for this place, let's have a waste disposal, universal waste disposal here. Let's have this infrastructure here. Let's have this, so that we can have a proper planning of Lagos State. So that is what concerns every individual. Now we're going to go talk about the real estate developer, what exactly concerns them, because I feel a lot of pain. If you buy a property worth over 35 million and it's raining and your house is flooded, then there's a problem. So I feel the real estate developers also have a role to play, and that I'll say when we come back. My time is almost running up, but I'll say that when I come back after this break, that what is the role. I want to take this last because I'm speaking to people in diaspora as well concerning flooding in real estate. I'll be right back. This is the Spirit of Nigeria Radio. We'll get back to you.
Yeah. As you can see,
oh yes,
you're
very young.
Very, very young. And I'm thankful for the life that I am living, man.
Easy baby, loke, loke. Shabaluwa lo shelo. Oh, oh, waliwa. Shabaluwa lo shelo. Lagos today and London tomorrow. Shabaluwa lo shelo. Oh, my jaye, jaye. Shabaluwa lo shelo. Easy baby, loke, loke. Shabaluwa lo shelo.
Calling for two, let nobody do me better in truth. See, I'm balling for two.
let nobody do me bad or intrude. Wizzy bad musician, Sassy bad producer. Ah, you already know, we on every show. Oh, la, wale, amen. Wale, wale, amen. Maserati, Ferrari, amen. Ferragamo, Bugatti, amen.
Welcome back. This is the Real Estate Nigerian Show, and of course, I'm your host Kike Lomo Williams, and I'm on the Spirit of Nigerian Radio, bringing Nigerians in Nigeria and Nigerians in diaspora up to speed on all matters concerning real estate. We're talking about flood in Lagos and the real estate developer. We've talked about everything that concerns what could have caused flood in real estate in Lagos, and then we also talked about the role that each and every one of us has to play, the from the federal government to the government and to individuals and all that. So we're going to talk about what are we supposed to do as developers in the course of this. You know, the value of a real estate company is influenced by certain factors, and one of them is the safety of that estate, one. Two, safety of humans in the estate and safety of properties in that estate. Safety of the building itself. You know, you can imagine having a house and then you're just living there, you see that your house is sinking, there's a problem. So your value as a developer is dependent on the safety of that building, the safety of the person that's going. I'm starting from the building because that's what comes first. You know, it is after you've built. A building does not exist until it's functional. A building is functional only when it is being used. So the safety of that building first, and then safety of the person that's going to live in that building, and of course the safety of the person's property within that building. So as a real estate person, these are the factors and many more other factors that gives you value. So I looked at some estates and I was seeing that a lot of places were flooded, and I'm still going to take it to the people, the customers that wants to buy property. I remember somebody wanted to buy property, and okay, some people say, okay, you know what, they are selling so in so area and all that, and they have forgotten that when it floods, what's going to happen in this area and what's going to happen in the other area. And then as a real estate developer, can they guarantee that where they are building, they are going to do due diligence in terms of the piling, you know, the decking, the foundation and everything, to even ensure that even if it is raining, the rain cannot even go up to even half of the foundation because it is well leveled. Do you understand what I'm saying? So are you actually finding out, you know, you just see those, okay, for instance, I'm going to bring in that Benin stuff again, because one, the guy, when you look at the surface of that road, the way it was cemented and everything, you won't know that it was not properly done until they started touching it and everything is coming out. So if you see a level of, that's why you have to have a video of the state, and then you have a level of the state, each state of the foundation, how it's done from the beginning to the end. I had somebody else say, no, it's the same foundation. How do you know it's the same foundation? Because you're looking at the height. That one is as tall. That one is 5 feet. Yours is 5 feet. But do you know the components, the things that went underneath? So as somebody wants to purchase, and you're looking at cheap houses to buy, these are the things that you're going to get. A lot of estates were flooded. A lot of estates were flooded, and these are the estates that my people in diaspora will say they want to buy. They believe because they are less 500,000. So they say, give me 500,000 discount. I can't give you 500,000 discount. Then you go to somebody who is willing to give you 1,000,000 discount. It is your safety that you've just traded off. You just traded off your safety, the safety of your property, the safety of you living in that place, the safety of the building itself. You have just traded it off. So it's not about the discount you're getting, it's about who the developer is and what are they putting in place to ensure that in their own way, even if we do not have the federal government coming to our aid right now, we don't have the state government putting eyes on all this, because there are other things that they are looking at. Maybe they are looking at the security of the state. Lagos State right now, I'm going to tell you for free, is overwhelmed. Sanwo-Olu is overwhelmed because the things that are happening right now in Sanwo-Olu's time did not happen when Fashola was there, did not happen when every other government was in place. It's happening now, and because of the awakening, whatever problem he's facing right now is not the originator of it. It's just that people became aware of it during his time. So if anybody sees that and says the governor is not doing well, is just joking. Or if they think that if this had happened during the time of Fashola, he would have handled it different, the person is still joking, because you don't really know. So let's assume that the government is tangled in security and other aspects, kidnapping, Sunday Boy is there, everybody is there, you know, everything. But you as a developer in your space, you're developing property for people, you're creating an estate, and you're saying that people can come and buy, then you should be able to put in place a proper foundation, good road network, good drainage, water drainage, and all those things should be put in place so that when people come in, their properties are not. It's sad to see somebody's in an estate and you see water in the car filled up to the brim. It is very, very sad. So in your own place, you guys are taking over that you can build, you're doing like a private partners to the government, then put everything that is possible in place. Do not say because you want to sell, because you have too many real estate companies fighting for the same amount of money, so you want to sell, and then because of that you start reducing you start giving unnecessary discount that will now affect your quality delivery. At the end of the day, those people will come back to you. Zenith Bank is not going to give you extra interest because he doesn't want you to go to UBA. UBA will not give you because he doesn't want you to go to any other bank. Instead, they will ensure that their customer service are prompt. They will ensure that they attend to you as at when. They will ensure if you come into their space, they give you all the respect and all the time that you need from them. They were not going to change their interest rate because of you. They are not going to because of the other bank, because of competition. So real estate developer, you should be careful and mindful of what you're giving, just because you know that at the end of the day, you're going to take it out on the customers. You're going to deliver a project that is not up to quality. You're going to give them estate that will be flooded. And I think the government should also look into this. When you see estates that are being flooded, they should call those real estate developers to order. They should call them to come and explain, where is your drainage system? What kind of foundation do you have here? All those things. And then they should always have their building structure being signed off on at every stage. As they go along, it should be signed off. Okay, are you at the decking stage? Okay, somebody, the engineer comes in, look at it, and they sign off on it. Every stage of your building development should be signed off. And I think that's what Dragrock does. It signs off on everything. And you don't go and build shanties for people. And I also go back to my people in diaspora and the Nigerians here in Nigeria. You're always looking for discount that cannot finish what you are looking for. You want them to give you discount that cannot build. Even you know you cannot use that money to build that kind of house that you are looking at, and then you're asking for that kind of discount. They will cut corners with you. So in your mind, you have gotten a good bargain. You have gone to the second real estate and you have gotten a good bargain. They will cut corners with you. They will give you they will downplay the quality of what you expected. So Nigerians in diaspora and Nigerians in Nigeria, understand what exactly you're looking for to avoid stories that touch the heart. It's not about you putting it on your DP and shouting, hey, all this real estate company, they are this. Okay, I just got a message now. All this real estate company, they are this, they are that. You know, it's not about that. It's about you being able to sit down and look at what is happening and all that. That is what you should be able to ask questions. Okay, somebody's asking me that. Now, so are we saying that it is when it is expensive that they will deliver quality? No. I'm not saying it is when it's expensive that they will deliver quality. I'm saying that when, first and foremost, when you're talking to a real estate company, be sure that the real estate company that you're talking to has integrity, because if it doesn't have integrity, there's going to be a problem. Ensure that it has integrity, and ensure that if you are keen into their off plan, that they give you progress reports on every stage in terms of video. We are going to site now, we are clearing, see what they are clearing. We are doing the soil test, see it. We are laying the foundation, see everything, every stage. We are doing the decking, see the stages of what they are doing. Just that it's not about, but I can also tell you for free that money also has a lot to do with it. If the money is not there, when they're supposed to do raft, they will do another type of foundation. So you also have to know that your money has to be there. Abroad, they build a house for you. They give you a loan of $100,000 to build a wooden house. $100,000 is a lot of money to build backup for you people. You're not seeing it as expensive, and you pay whatever. The only good thing is that they spread it for you over 10 years, 20 years, and all that thing. But you are using $100,000 or $200,000 to build Paco, and you are coming here, you want to use 10% of that to build a brick house. I mean, guy, we need to think now. You're not acting smart. So money also has to do with quality. That's the truth. Money has a lot to do with quality. It doesn't mean that somebody should even rip you off. But then if somebody is telling you that this is what I can finish this house, please do your due diligence and look at it from the angle to say that, okay, yeah, can I say that this? Don't go looking for cheap things. People in diaspora, you think you're smart at negotiating. You're actually negotiating down your security, the safety of your property, the safety of your house in those estates. That's what you're doing. And developers, whatever you're building today that cannot stand the test of time, that cannot stand flood and all these things, just be sure that those customers will not come back. They will sell off that property and go somewhere else, and they will not refer you to other people. That's the truth. That's why a lot of people have gone down today. Before, we used to run over. Now, if you see advert telling you come and take yam and granite, they will be looking at you. I don't want, build my house for me. Nobody is falling for take goat for a layer. They say, let me see what you are building. That's what people have been wiser now. And I hope everybody is getting wiser as far as real estate development is concerned. So, like I said, madam, it has to be money, but money is also part of it for you to have quality place to live and all that. And I don't think I can take any other questions. Another one coming, but I don't think I'll be able to take another question. I've run out of my time. I just want us to, as an individual in our respective places, we should ensure that we do all due diligence when it comes to waste disposal and all that, so that we don't block the drainage system, we don't block the water flow. When it rains like this, rain is supposed to bring calmness, will be coolness and peace to everyone, not flood, not disaster that will make people to lose their properties and people can enter into their houses because it is flooded. I've seen people packing water out of their respective places, and then also people in diaspora, forget about whatever is they're sending around, flowing around. If you check my WhatsApp status, you'll find that people are living in Lekki and their houses are not flooded. A lot of places in Lekki are not flooded. My office is not flooded. My house is not flooded. The real estate company, Dradrock Real Estate, is not flooded. So a lot of places are not flooded. So that's why I say, who are your developers? So you have to think twice before you buy. You have to really talk to people, understand what they're selling before they buy. I'll come back next week and talk about corporate governance, which was what I was supposed to talk about this week, but I decided to shift it because I want to talk about flood in Lagos and what we have to do as an individual and everyone from the federal government down to the youngest in Nigeria to tackle flood. Our flood here is not natural disaster, it's man-made, so we need to do something about it. If the governor of Oyo State at that time can tackle Ogunpa, then any government can do that, can do the same. And I call upon Sanwo-Olu to please look at it. Lasarera, please do something. Work closely with these real estate companies and ensure that they are doing the right thing as they are building. I wish you all a safe abode in wherever you're living in Lagos, and I also wish my brothers in diaspora that your houses, if you're buying with the right developer, they're all intact. It depends on who you're buying from, and I wish you a great weekend. Do have a great weekend, and of course, as I come your way, my name is Kikelamo Williams. This is the real estate show. So many questions are coming in. This is the Real Estate Nigeria show, and there you are on the Spirit of Nigeria radio. Of course, we are bringing Nigerians in Nigeria and Nigerians in diaspora up to speed on all matters concerning real estate. Until I see you next week, bye for now. Have a lovely weekend.
Yeah. As you can see,
oh yes,
we are all ready. Fellow of the Adenuga, the first so sad, the rising paper.